to the seventh bracha of Shemayin Asri. The bracha is the bracha of Geula, the bracha of redemption. Ra'eino b'anyeinu. Realize, please, our affliction, or see, please, our affliction. V'riva riveinu. And literally it means battle our battles, fight our fights. Ugaleinu gula shalema mahiro the man shemecha. And redeem us with a complete redemption, speedily for your name's sake. Ki keil goyel chazakata, or ki goyel chazakata, because you are God, the powerful Redeemer. Baruch atah Hashem, goyel Yisrael, blessed are you Hashem, Redeemer of Yisrael. First of all, there's a remez. There is a remez that we're supposed to talk about this bracha this week, because Vayigash is Rosh Hatevis V'yigaleinu Hashem Gula Shalema. Hashem should redeem us a full redemption, complete redemption. This is the week that we have Yehuda approaching Yosef, which represents the Mashiach ben Yosef and the Mashiach ben David. That's how the Geula will take place. Mashiach ben Yosef will prepare the Geula, and then Mashiach ben David will complete the Geula. So this week's Parsha is an opportune time to speak about this bracha of Geula. The Levush writes, he brings from Chazal, that this bracha was established when the angels said the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Goyel Yisrael. This is how this bracha concludes, Baruch atah Hashem Goyel Yisrael. Blessed are you Hashem, the Redeemer of Yisrael. When did the angels say this? When Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, V'go'alti eschem, and I will redeem you. When Hashem said, and I will redeem you, the angel said, Baruch atah Hashem goyel Yisrael. Blessed are you Hashem, the Redeemer of all Yisrael. So I was thinking that according to this, there's a new insight into Shemayin Asri. Before Hashem said, V'go'alti eschem, He said another two expressions of redemption. He said, I will extract you from you have to take out their coats. They left their coats in here. Was the first expression of Geula. I will take you out from the burdens of Mitzrayim. And I will save you. That was the first. So the first lesson was, and then, I will save you from their service, from their servitude. And then, I will redeem you. I will liberate you. And then it says, V'lakachti eschem li'lam. And then it says, I will take you as a nation. So if this bracha, Goyel Yisrael, corresponds to Hashem's expression of V'go'alti Eschem, I will liberate you, then the previous brachas must correspond to the previous two Lashonis, to the previous two expressions of V'hitzesi Eschem, V'hitzalti Eschem, that I've taken you out and I've saved you. And I believe that perhaps the bracha of Atochinen Liyodam Das, the first of the middle brachas, where we thank Hashem for giving us knowledge, that corresponds to the expression of Hoitzesi Eschem, that I have taken you out from under the burden of Mitzrayim. And this is to be explained based on the Chiddush Harim. The Chiddush Harim explains when Hashem said, that I took you out from under the burdens of Mitzrayim, says the Chiddush Harim, that the way this is to be understood is that Klal Yisrael had become so accustomed to Mitzrayim, to their culture, that they had already made peace with life in Mitzrayim. They didn't even realize anymore that they were in Golos. Probably similar to life in America now. Or life in Golos in general. Klal Yisrael has made peace. Klal Yisrael has made peace with the situation, unfortunately. So the first thing Hashem did was make us, He made us intolerate. Is that a word?
Intolerant.
Huh? He made us intolerant of Mitzrayim. We had resolved to tolerating the way it is. We made peace with the way it is. The first thing Hashem did was make us intolerant of the situation. He made us realize there's something very wrong going on, and we need to get out of here. I will take you out, mitachas civilized Mitzrayim, from being able to tolerate Mitzrayim. The word civilized means to be soivel, to be able to tolerate. That's the first thing Hashem did for us. He made us not be able to tolerate Mitzrayim anymore. That's atochayne liodom das. Hashem gave us the knowledge to be able to differentiate between what's good, what's right, and what's wrong. As long as we had no das, we had no problem living in Mitzrayim. We made peace with Mitzrayim. And that's why the Arizal says that when Klal Yisrael was in Golus, the das was in Golus. Knowledge was in Golus. What does that mean? Das, ultimate knowledge, is the knowledge between right and wrong. When Klal Yisrael is prepared to make peace with Golos, to give in, to tolerate Golos, instead of being in our land, being able to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the way we should be, that's a lack of Das. That's when Das is in Golos. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, Das came out of Golos. There was a realization. There was a new understanding of what is right and what is wrong. And all of a sudden, we couldn't tolerate to be in Mitzrayim. We couldn't tolerate the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So that's the bracha of Atochein and the Yodim Das. Atochein and the Yodim Das corresponds to Voitzei Eschem Tachas Eves Mitzrayim. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you gave us the knowledge, and you didn't allow us to tolerate Mitzrayim any longer. Once we realized what kind of tumah we had sunken into, once Hashem took us out of civilized Mitzrayim, we had realized what kind of tumah we had sunken into. Now we need to ask, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Soyra Secha, help us do tshuva. Help us repent. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is haroitza b'tshuva. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to repent, and that's why he made us realize, he gave us this realization of how sunken we were in tumah. Comes the bracha, slach lanu. Kimoichav is charon hamarba deslayach. That's v'hitzalti eschem me'avodosam. Hashem says, I will save you from their servitude. What does that mean? It meant the servitude of Mitzrayim was our servitude to the Yetzer Hara.
So, yes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam first. The first thing Hashem gave us was the ability to realize how far flung we were. Once we came to that realization, we ask Hashem, purify us. Save us from our Averis. Save us from the Yetzara. That's that the saving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving us for our Averis. Getting rid of our Averis. After Slach Lanu comes Goyal Yisrael, comes the, now after Hashem had spiritually cleansed us of our tumah, He had spiritually cleansed us of our averus. Chanan amar b'desloyach. Now comes Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're still in physical pain. Re'enu banyenu. Look at our physical pain. Liberate us physically from Mitzrayim. That was Goyal Yisrael. But once we're liberated, we're still not healthy. Yes, we're cleansed from our averus. We're liberated physically. But there still needs, we still to be nourished back to health. And that is v'lakachti aschem li'la'am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us to Him as His nation. That's spiritual health. It's not just not being sick doesn't mean that we're healthy. So the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim spiritually and physically doesn't yet mean that we're healthy. So after this bracha of Goyal Yisrael comes, Refuenu Hashem Eirofei, now bring us back, give us health. And that's what Lakachti Aschalim, that's when the Rebbeinu Shalom takes us as His nation. That's infusing us with Kedusha. That's Refuenu. Perhaps with this we can answer the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks the kasha. The Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara asks the kasha. Why is the order Slicha, the order of Shemone Esrei, the bracha of Slicha, Slach Lanu, and then the bracha of Geula, and then the bracha of Refuah? It should be the after Slicha should come Refuah. And then Geula. Why? Because there's a pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim. Tehillim says, David HaMelech says, Haseleach l'chol aveinaychi. Hashem forgives all of your averis. V'roife l'chol tachloichi. And He heals all of your sicknesses. Hagoyel mishachas chayoichi. And He redeems from shachas, from the depths, your life. So first David HaMelech says, Slicha. Then Refuah, and then Geula. So we should be basing, Shemoneh Esrei, based on that pasuk, it should be first Slach Lanu, then Refa'enu, and then Re'enu Banyenu. Why is Geula before Refuah? That's the Gemara's kash. We'll soon see what the Gemara answers. But according to what we're saying, the Geula that David HaMelech is talking about is talking the liberation that he's talking about a spiritual liberation. Hagoyel mishachas chayoichi, he who liberates from shachas. We're talking about shachas means the depths. Your life, Hashem liberates our life from the depths. That's talking totally spiritual liberation. That's not what we're talking about in Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is talking about physical liberation. And physical liberation needs to come before Refa'enu. You can't, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam can't expect us to infuse ourselves with Kedusha, to infuse ourselves with spiritual health, if we're suffering physically. It's necessary in order to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam properly, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam needs to take us out of our physical troubles. How can you expect a Yid to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when one is suffering physically, whether it's parnasa, whether it's health? First comes Asalech al Chalav Enaychi Hashem. First comes Slach Lanu Hashem. Forgive us. Take away our spiritual ailments. Then comes Geula, take away our physical ailments. Then finally, now you can infuse us with health, with spiritual health. Lakachti aschem lila. Vaitseisi, vihitzalti, vigoalti, vilakachti. First, Hashem helps us realize how low we've fallen. That atochen in the Adam Das, so we can ask Hashem Hashiveinu. And indeed, when we ask Hashem Hashiveinu, Hashem forgives us. Vitzalti aschem ayavidosam. Hashem saves us from that servitude to Aryeh Tahara. And then vigoalti aschem. Hashem physically liberates us, which is Ra'ino Banyenu, Goyal Yisrael. And then Lakachti Aschem Lilam, Hashem takes us as his nation, infuses us with spiritual health. And if you look, the continuation of Shemayin Esrei, right, it follows Klal Yisrael's journey. After Refoeinu comes Baruch Aleinu. Give us Parnasa, the man. What followed our liberation from Mitzrayim? After Hashem took us as a nation, and after we left Mitzrayim, came the man. Parshas B'Shalach. Baruch Aleinu Zalshon HaZayis. Give us the man, give us Parnasa. After Baruch Aleinu comes Tka B'Shoifer Godel L'Chei Reseinu. Blow with the big shoifer. That's Kabbalah Satoiret. Koil Godel V'Lo Yosef. The shoifer of Kabbalah Satoiret, which is Cherus Eilechom and Chayren El Mishoisek B'Toiret. Because I'll say there's no freer person than somebody learning Torah. So right after the man comes to Kabbashah v'Kadol v'Chayr Yoseinu, which is Kabbalah Satayr. After the day after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, Mimachros Yom HaKippurim, what took place? Minuay Adayanim. Moshe Rabbeinu appointed judges. Hashiva Shoifteinu, Kavar Yishayna. That's the bracha immediately after the Kabbashah. Was Moshe Rabbeinu appointing judges. And then comes all of Klal Yisrael's trials and tribulations in the Midbar. There were the bad guys. There were the good guys. There was Dasa Navira V'lam Al-Shinam Al-Ti'isikva. Those informers, Dasa Navira, such as Dasa Navira, shouldn't have any hope. B'chalaminim Kerega Yavedu, there was those who worshipped the eagle. Then there were the Meraglim, all the bad guys. And then there were all the good guys. Al HaTzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, Al HaChasidim, Aharon HaKohen, Al Ziknei Amcha Beis Yisrael, the Zekeinim. And then comes finally Vehevesi, the next expression in the Torah, Vehevesi. Hashem brings us into Eretz Yisrael, V'Yerushalayim Yirucha B'Rachamim Toshuv. Hashem brings us back and brings us into Eretz Yisrael. And then after he brings us into Eretz Yisrael, there's the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So it's the whole Shemayin Esrei follows the journey of Klal Yisrael from when we left Mitzrayim all the way into Eretz Yisrael and the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And then we ask Shema Kaleinu Hashem Alekeinu. Then we ask Hashem to listen to our voices. That we should be able to follow that journey. And just as the Rebbeinu Shel Olam answered our prayers back then, he should answer our prayers now as well. What does the Gemara answer, though? The Gemara asks this question. Why is the order of Shemayin Esrei, Slicha, Geula, Refua, when the order of David HaMelech is HaSaleach L'chol HaVeinaychi first, HaRoifei L'chol Tachliyoychi second, Refua, David HaMelech puts Refua right after Slicha, and HaGoyel Meshachas Kayoychi is after Refua. Says the Gemara, you're right, that should have been the order. However, Anshe Knesset Hagadola wanted Geula to be the seventh bracha. Why? Because the Geula will be in a year of Shemitah, which is the seventh year. The Geula Shlema will be in the year of Shemitah. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rava answers. Shasidinli goyel b'shvius, since they will be liberated in the seventh year, the fikach kavua b'shvius. And that's why Anshei Knesset Hagadol established the bracha of goyel Yisrael to be the seventh bracha. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. For Amar, we learned b'shvius molchomois, b'moitzei shvius ben David b'am. The year of Shemitah will be a year of war, a year of battle. And it's the year after Shemitah that David HaMelech, that Ben David, the Mashiach Ben David will come. So why is Geula in the seventh bracha? And for the Gemara, answers the Gemara, Melchama nami aschalta de Geulahu. Battle, war, is the beginning of the redemption. It's the beginning of our liberation. So that's why Geula, that's why the Anshei Knesset Hagadol established Geula as the seventh bracha, because in the year of Shemitah, the seventh year, will be the Aschalta de Geula, will be the beginning of the Geula, which is all the wars, all the battles that will take place. I find this Gemara to be a Pella, mamash a Pella. Makes no sense. In the Pasuk, it says, David HaMelech's order is Slicha, Refuah, Geula. Had Anshei Knesset Hagadol followed that order, Slicha would have been the sixth bracha, Refuah would have been the seventh bracha, and Geula would have been the eighth bracha. And it would have coincided perfectly with the way the Geula is going to be. The Geula is going to be in the eighth year, not in the seventh year. Says the Gemara, no. We're going to reverse the order of David HaMelech. We're going to put Geula before Refuah. Why? Because we want Geula to be the seventh bracha. Because that's the year they're going to be redeemed. It's not the year they're going to be redeemed. Okay, but it's the beginning of the redemption. Let's put it at where it's supposed to be, and it will be when the ultimate redemption will be. And I believe the answer is tremendous lesson Chazal is teaching us. That the Iker Geula, the main Geula of a Yid, is battle. What are we here in this world for? What are we here for? The Rebbeinu Shlomo put us into this world, our neshamas. We're basking in the glory of the Shekhinah. Why did we need to come down into this world? The whole reason is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to have free choice. He wants us to choose between good and bad. Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want our reward that he wants to give us to be undeserved reward. He wants us to be deserving of our reward. Only way that we could be deserving is if we have free choice and we choose between good and bad. And if we choose what's good over bad, then we're deserving of reward. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam put us into this world and gave us a Yetzer Hara. And he wants us to fight. He wants us to battle. That's what we're here for. Life, Jewish life, is about challenges. It's about battling those challenges and overcoming the challenges. If there would be no challenges in life, there would be no purpose for life at all. If it wouldn't be for our battles, life would be meaningless. That's why we celebrate the Bar Mitzvah. Because there's a Gemara that Rav Yosef
was blind.
Chmona Litzlon. And the halacha is that Suma is potter min ha-mitzvahs. A blind person is exempt from mitzvahs. And Rav Yosef said, if somebody will come along and tell me that I am obligated to mitzvahs, I'll make a yontif. Why? Because Godel ha-mitzvah v'oisa v'misha ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. Because someone who is commanded to perform mitzvahs and performs mitzvahs is greater than someone who is not commanded to perform mitzvahs and does mitzvahs anyway. So Rav Yosef did all the mitzvahs anyway, even though he is blind. But it's much greater to perform mitzvahs when you're not commanded to, when you are commanded to do so. And the question is why? Wouldn't you think quite the contrary? If a person is acting beyond the letter of the law, he's not obligated to perform mitzvahs and performs mitzvahs anyway. Don't you think that would be greater than one that is just performing mitzvahs because he's commanded to do so? The answer, says Tosfos, is no. Because when one has a commandment to do the mitzvahs, they have a yetzahara not to do it. When somebody is not commanded to do it, then there's no yetzahara. There's a yetzahara, there's a fight. And there is, so therefore somebody who does the mitzvahs they're commanded to do is much greater than someone who does mitzvahs they're not commanded to do. So that's why we celebrate a bar mitzvah, even though this child was doing mitzvahs before he became bar mitzvah too. When he becomes bar mitzvah, he becomes obligated to do the mitzvahs. So what are we celebrating? We're celebrating now. He's going to have a challenge. He's going to have a meaningful life. He now has challenges. That's what we're celebrating. He's going to have a yetzahara. He's going to overcome those challenges. He's going to give meaning to his life. That's why you find so many people always trying to do the real chassidish stuff, but the bread and butter, those are the difficult things that they're not willing to do because there's a challenge. You have women at the wall wanting to put on towels and tefillin. They're not obligated to do it. What are they have no yes, but to cover their hair, that they're not willing to do, because that's what they're obligated to do. The geula of Klal Yisrael is the milchama. Milchama is what gives us, it gives us meaning, it gives us a reason to live. There's the pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Bishalach. The pasuk says, Hashem said, Vayi Bishalach Parasom, was when Paris sent out the nation. Hashem didn't lead them through the land of Plishtim, because it's too close. Because Hashem said, the nation might regret when they see battle. They'll go back to Mitzrayim. So Hashem took them a roundabout way through the desert of the Yamsuf. Into Eretz Yisrael. Hashem could have taken the mama straight into Eretz Yisrael. No, Hashem was afraid that they might encounter battle and they might regret leaving Mitzrayim to go back. So that's what Hashem has to do. Can't Hashem just make it that there shouldn't be battle? Wouldn't that have been easier than taking them around about way and dragging them 40 years in the desert? The point is, make that there shouldn't be battle and finish. The answer is because Rabbi Shalom doesn't need a Klal Yisrael without battle. What is a Klal Yisrael worth if there is no battle? What kind of geula from Mitzrayim is that if there is no battle? That's what we're here for. We're here in this world to battle. That's Geula. The whole, if you look back, the entire Kalipa of Mitzrayim began because of battle. Paris said, Havan is Chakmaloy. We need to come up with some kind of tactic. Pen Yirba, because Chal Yisroel is going to become great. It will be if there will be a battle. He will be one of our enemies. He will battle with us. And he will ascend from the land. Paro was concerned. Paro was a tremendous klipa, tremendous power of evil. He realized what kind of power the battle of Klal Yisrael is. And Paro was concerned that if Klal Yisrael succeeds in battle, it will be the end of the powers of evil. So he came up with this wonderful idea of oppressing Klal Yisrael. Oppressing them to the point that they have no koyach to fight. As Pisan says, no koyach to fight anymore. And that's what, when Klal Yisrael stops to battle, we fall into Memtes Sharei Tumah. We fall into the lowest levels of Tumah. We're here to battle. We're here to fight. That's what we're here for. To fight with our Yetzirah, to fight the powers of evil. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo was afraid. Klal Yisrael is too used to the way they were in Mitzrayim when they just gave in to every battle. They succumbed to every battle. I'm afraid if they see a battle, the Shavu Mitzrayim, they're just going to go back to their old ways in Mitzrayim. So Hashem took them the roundabout way through the Yam Suf. Hashem could have made this. To go this way, Hashem had to split the Yam Suf. He had to perform supernatural miracles when he could have done something so hidden, so concealed of no war, no battle. No. But I don't need a Klal Yisrael that's not going to battle. I'd rather perform a supernatural miracle of Kriyas Yam Suf so that they should encounter battles, overcome them. And that's the type of Klal Yisrael I want. And when Yisrael heard, Vayishma Yisrael, says Rashi, Ma Shemua Shama Uba, what did he hear? What made Yisrael become a Yid? Kriyas Yam Suf u'Melchemes Amalek. What he heard was that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was willing to split a sea in order to bring about a Melchemes Amalek, in order that Klal Yisrael should have a battle. Yisrael realized what a meaningful life a Yid has. That we have challenges and we overcome them. That's what made him being a Yid. You know, that our entire title Yisrael stems from a struggle. Ki sarisoy malekim ha'noshem ha'tuchal. Yaakov struggled with the Sar Shel Esav, with the Satan. And when he overcame that struggle, that's when he deserved the title Yisrael. You know that when a person wants to convert to Judaism, we learn from Rus and Nomi that we're not supposed to accept them immediately. We're supposed to discourage them. We're supposed to push them away. If they persist, then we convert them.
What is the reason for that? Wouldn't you think that the entire purpose, the Chazal say the entire purpose that we're in Golos is to bring that the nations of the world should convert. So we should be accepting them, we should be embracing them. Why are we discouraging them? Oh, the answer is, if you want to be a Yid, let's see if you can overcome a struggle. Let's see if you can overcome a battle. We're going to provide the battle for you. We're not going to accept you. If you overcome the struggle and you persist, you've shown that you can be a Yisrael. So Chazal, Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, established the bracha of Goyel Yisrael b'Shvius in the seventh bracha, which corresponds to the seventh year, the year of Milchama, the year of battle. That is Geula. Geula is battle. When everything will be gevaldik after Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any battle. Do you know what those pesukim are? What those times are called in the pasuk? Yomim asher ein bohem chayfetz. They're called days that have no purpose. I know we really want those days to come already, but we don't want it for our sake. We want it because we want the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name to be nizgadol v'nizkadosh in the world. We want Hashem's name to be sanctified in the world. It's not for our sake that we're asking for the geula. For our sake, it's better for us to have battle. We're only asking for the Geula for the Rebbeinu Shlomo's sake. Those are called Yomim Asherein Bohem Chefetz. Purposeless days. Days without a Yetzirah. What kind of life is that going to be? So our geula is a life of battle. And that's why the bracha begins with Re'eno ba'anyeinu v'riva riveinu. The bracha begins. Look at our affliction and fight our battles. Because that's what this bracha is about. Without the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we wouldn't be able to fight our battles. The Eitz Yosef asks two kashas. Hashem says, well, we find in the Pesukim that Paroi and Mitzrayim were clobbered. They were punished for enslaving Klal Yisrael. Why were they punished? This was a decree that Hashem decreed to Avraham Avinu that your descendants will be enslaved in a land that is not theirs. So Mitzrayim was just fulfilling a pasuk in the Torah. Why were they punished for it? Secondly, he asks the famous question: why did Hashem take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim after 210 years, when Hashem said to Avram, "It will be 400 years"? One answer answers both questions. There was koshi hashibut. Mitzrayim overdid it. The slavery was so difficult that they did lifnei meshuras adin. They did much more than they were obligated to do, and that's why they deserve a punishment. And that's why we were able to leave early, because the amount of slavery, the amount of affliction that we suffered, was enough affliction for 400 years. So he says that's pshat in the bracha that we say, Re'eino banyenu. Rebbeinu Shlomo, realize our suffering. Realize our affliction. Realize how severe our suffering is. And since that's the case, we're asking you, take on our battles. Venge our vengeance. Because whatever the goyim are doing is much more than they should be. And besides that, ugaleinu geula shleima mehira. And besides that, you can also take us out of this geulus quickly. Because there's koshi hashibud, whatever, how many years we're supposed to be here already. We're yotzei already because of the difficult shibud. Perhaps we can add
that there's another reason why Hashem took us out early. Is because the Arizal says that we had already fallen to such a low level. We were almost about to enter the 50th gate of Tumah from which there is no return. And perhaps we're pretty close to that right now as well. So we ask Hashem, Re'eino b'anyeinu, Hashem, look at our poverty, our spiritual poverty. V'rivirivenu, and we ask you, Hashem, battle our battles, because we no longer have the ability to battle our spiritual battles. U'galenu gula shlema mehira, and please, Hashem, redeem us quickly, l'man shemecha, because soon there won't be anyone to carry your name anymore. Ki goyel chazakata, because you're a strong redeemer. The Barditcheverov says, the Kedushas Levi, that the reason why Yod Chazaka is always found in Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out with a strong hand, Hashem doesn't have a weak hand. What does it mean that a strong hand? It means that it was against the Midas Adin. Because we had no merit to go out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out Yod Chazaka with a strong hand, against the Midas Adin. So we're asking Hashem, look at our spiritual poverty, take us out of this galus, ki goyel chazakata, because you're a strong redeemer, you can redeem us against the Midas Adin, because l'man shemecha, for the sake of your name, that if chas v'shalom, we fall too low, there will be no one longer to carry Hashem's name. May we be zoiche to the Geula Shleima, as we said before, Vayigash B'Yigaleinu Hashem Geula Shleima, we should be zoicha to that Geula. We don't mind not having the battles. We don't mind coming to those days of Yom Shem Yom Chayfetz. We should, the Rebbe Shalom should send us the Geula Shleima L'man Shemoi for the sake of His name. L'man Yizgadol Yizkadash Shemei Rabbah.